Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Scientists says climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel, flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe in Maryland. Heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned? So what concern, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you so much. And a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you, sir. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose the bill?
Support.
Okay. And would you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. A recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
Okay, would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state, and you can tell me if you strongly or somewhat support or oppose. The first one says, improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
Somewhat support. Thank you.
What about expanding quality health care? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about increasing access to public transportation?
I don't really care about public transportation.
So would you say oppose? Somewhat oppose,
yeah.
Or somewhat support?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. What about installing air conditioning in buildings that need it? And would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorm.
Somewhat support.
And protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise, would you support or oppose?
Sea level rise in Maryland? Somewhat support.
Thank you so much. How convincing do you find the following statements? The first one says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that the same companies help to pay the to protect Maryland from the climate change. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing for you.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the next one says, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, and not at all convincing for you.
Not too convincing.
Thank you. The communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all the Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact in your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or will have no impact?
Enhance my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance, diminish, or no impact in your opinion?
The middle one?
Diminish, okay. Will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas company pay and share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on the consumers? Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you, sir. If the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry?
Probably Biden.
So you are undecided at this moment?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Just a few questions more just for a statistical purpose. I say we're almost done, but thank you so much for your time. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
35 to 59, you said?
35 to 49. Thank you so much. Which party are you registered to vote for? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your race?
What is my race?
Yes, sir. Just for demographical purposes, do you consider yourself white, African-American, or older?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. And with this, we already conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Same to you. Thanks.
Take care, sir. Bye.